a new FFA youth consultant for Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. Last week, Tennessee State FFA advisor Stephen Gass announced the hiring of a new consultant to help lead the Tennessee FFA Association.
We're very excited to have Michael Vestal to join us at the State Department of Education and serve as our FFA youth consultant. He comes with a wide variety of experiences that are going and serve as a key role in the forward movement of agriculture education and the FFA in Tennessee.
And Gass says with Vestal's wide range of experience from teaching high school agriculture for the last 7 years to serving as president of the Tennessee FFA alumni to being a former FFA member himself, he's sure to be a great asset to the Tennessee FFA.
The FFA changed my life. I wouldn't be able to do the things I do today if it was for FFA. I've gotten to go a lot of different places and meet people from all over the world through the FFA, so it's a great experience and allows young men and women the opportunity to grow, mature, and be the best individuals they can be.
And that was Michael Vestal, and he says his main responsibilities are the day-to-day operations of the Tennessee FFA, whether it's working with the state officers, planning leadership conferences, or the state convention. He says since agriculture is changing, the students taking ag classes in the FFA are diversifying as well.
Our culture's changed, FFA's changed, but we're providing leadership to our future leaders. And even though many of them may not go into agriculture industry, the FFA gives them that understanding of what agriculture is. And whether they go to be a doctor, lawyer, or anything, they gain a great understanding where their food comes from, where their fiber comes from, and, you know, give them that leadership to be successful. An FFA member, in my opinion, is, you know, a step above everybody else that's sitting in the other classes.
Michael Vestal helping to lead the 194 FFA chapters across the state. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.